every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the second book of Kings. Naaman, the army commander of the king of Aram, was highly esteemed and respected by his master, for through him the Lord had brought victory to Aram. But valiant as he was, the man was a leper. Now the Arameans had captured in a raid on the island of Israel a little girl who became the servant of Naaman's wife. If only my master would present himself to the prophet in Samaria, she said to her mistress, he would cure him of his leprosy. Naaman went and told his lord just what the slave girl from the land of Israel had said. Go, said the king of Araman. I will send along a letter to the king of Israel. So Naaman set out, taking along 10 silver talents, 6,000 pieces, gold pieces, and 10 festal garments. To the king of Israel, he brought the letter which read, with this letter, I am sending my servant Naaman to you that you may cure him of his leprosy. When he read the letter, the king of Israel tore his garments and exclaimed, am I a god with power over life and death that this man should send someone to me to be cured of leprosy? Take note. You can see he is only looking for a quarrel with me. When Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his garments, he sent word to the king, why have you torn your garments? Let him come to me and find out that there is a prophet in Israel. Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stopped at the door of Elisha's house. The prophet sent him the message, go and wash 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will heal, and you will be clean. But Naaman went away angry, saying, I thought that he would surely come out and stand there to invoke the Lord his God, and would move his hand over the spot and thus cure the leprosy. Are not the rivers of Damascus, the Abana and the Pharpah, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be cleansed? With this, he turned about in anger and left. But his servants came up and reasoned with him. My father, they said, if the prophet had told you to do something extraordinary, would you not have done it? All the more now, since he said to you, wash and be clean, should you do as he said? So Naaman went down and plunged into the Jordan 7 times, at the word of the man of God. His flesh became again like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. He returned with his whole retinue to the man of God. On his arrival, he stood before him and said, now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Athirst is my soul for the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? Athirst is my soul for the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? As the hind longs for the running waters, so my soul longs for you, O God. Athirst is my soul for the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? Athirst is my soul for God, the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? Athirst is my soul for the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? Send forth your light and fidelity. They shall lead me on and bring me to your holy mountain, to your dwelling place. Athirst is my soul for the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? Then will I go into the altar of God, the God of my gladness and joy. Then will I give you thanks upon the harp, O God, my God. Athirst is my soul for the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. I hope in the Lord. I trust in his word. With him, there is kindness and plenteous redemption. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the people in the synagogue at Nazareth, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
You probably recall as children hearing biblical stories read to us. Sometimes there were movies made from or about them. You think of Noah and the great flood and the building of the ark, and then welcoming two of every species onto the ark, and the dramatic destruction of all that was around the known world. And then, of course, there was Moses, who parted the Red Sea so that the Israelites could go through, and then the sea would close and capture the pursuing Egyptians. Cecil B. DeMille made it extremely dramatic in its day, and is still remembered by many. And then, of course, there's that familiar story of the battle of wits and strength between David and Goliath. What a paradox. A young, small boy with a slingshot against a huge Philistine, a huge person, was really quite unexpected and yet miraculous in its results. And so these are the kinds of extraordinary events that have taken place. It's a sample in the scriptures. A lot of drama and a lot of just extraordinary forces of nature. And so we maybe sometimes think that that's the only way God works. That's the only way he comes into our life, or the way he answers our prayers is in some cataclysmic reality that is odd and recognized and seen as something so unusual. Well, that's not how God always works. In fact, probably he works more like how he did in the scriptures with Naaman, and telling him simply go into the Jordan 7 times. Well, I've been to the Jordan. And I think the Jordan could take steel, or take rust off of steel. He probably wouldn't have to go in 7 times. Once would have been enough. But the number 7 is important in the scriptures. It's a perfect number. It's a fullness. And so I guess the lesson for today is that as we read about how people react to the way they think God should respond to their prayer or someone else's prayer. We find that God really chooses many times to act very subtly through the works of other people, through simple prayers, through the prayers of children, to a simple act of devotion or a kind act of charity. There are so many ways in which God indicates that he's very much a part of our life. And oftentimes we see that in family and friends and relatives or the people with whom we work in our offices or the resources that we provide when we go to our parishes and we hear people respond and share their faith with us. It sometimes humbles us, and sometimes there's a message in it, a message that we have been looking for to help us grow in our faith and to keep us strong in our faith. Sometimes it's just those simple acts that God chooses to make himself known and to provide a message for us, a message that we have been looking for and waiting for, perhaps like the parting of the Red Sea. But God chooses usually something less dramatic in making himself known to us and in answering our prayers and granting the requests for which we pray. And may the Lord continue to grant you his peace during this Lenten season. Amen.